So it may not seem so plausible. You're telling me, how often do you actually say Kriya Shema in front of an Erva? Come on, I'm a frum guy. Someone's in pajamas next to me or someone's getting dressed. You know, you never say Kriya Shema. Well, what's the point of the shir? But if you think about it, sometimes when a person's going to bed, okay, very nice and true, people are dressed properly. But when you're saying Kriya Shema Lamita, sometimes you have a roommate, you have a friend, you have a kid, a wife, a spouse, you know, who's not dressed 100% properly at that point. And you say Kriya Shema Lamita without thinking. You don't even realize. Your eyes are half closed. You just say Kriya Shema. And in front of you is someone who's not 100% sneezes. So are you allowed to say Kriya Shema at that point? What do you have to do? Do you have to get out of bed and go into a different room? It's, you know, very hard to do that. Try to tell someone you have to get out of bed, you know, when you're half asleep already, and say Kriya Shema in a different room. So are you mechuyev to or not? So it really starts off with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kishem she'asr, this is Perek Gimel Halacha Tez Zayin of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Kishem she'asr likros keneged tzo'o meraglayim ad she'yarchik. Just like you have to walk away from, you know, if there's feces on the floor, you know how to say Kriya Shema. Kach asr likros keneged erva. You have to move away from an erva, whatever erva is. We'll define that in a minute. Ad she'yachzir panav. Until you move your face. What does that mean, yachzir panav? Someone want to demonstrate for us? No, someone do me a yachzir panim for us. Yeah? Just your head. You didn't move your body at all. You noticed that, right? You just tilted your head a little bit. Is that sufficient? It's very easy when you're lying down just to roll your head up. But do you have to get out of bed, turn your whole body, and face the opposite direction? So let's see. So it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. Rambam just says you need to do a simple head action. You know? Actually, yachzir panim. Afil kusi o katan, even if it's a kusi or a katan, lo yikra kineged ervasan. Don't read Kriya Shema next to them, etc., etc. The Rambam says it's asur v'kros ad she'yachzir panav, until you turn your face. Again, turning your face is not such a big deal. Is that all you have to do? Says the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam here. Well, where is this based upon? So he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, and I think it's Chav Dalet or Chav Gimel, where it says, Am Reb Yehuda, kusi aram, it's asur v'kros Kriya Shema kenegdo. So now we're talking about a naked person. And the Gemara says it's not only a kusi, it's even a kusi. In other words, every person, you need to, if they're naked, you would need to say Kriya Shema not opposite them. And the Gemara says, the inunami ikri erva, the ksiv erva savim uro. And he says, the Rambam learns from here. He says from here, he says, ad sheyachzir panim. He says, we see from this, nira behedya de behachzaras panim sagi. It's enough for you just to turn your head. That's sufficient. So in other words, you have a naked person standing right next to you, it sounds. All you have to do is just turn your head a little bit, and that's sufficient. Pretty wild. Why? He says, "Gehalotah rachmana erva ela b'ri'ia." The most important thing is ri'ia. Well, yira b'cha, right? Erva stop, right? It shouldn't be appear to you. It shouldn't see them. So as long as you don't see, you turn your head, you are fine. That is what the Rambam says. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos seems to indicate that same thing. It says two people that are lying together in a bed together. And so it says, what should you do? Ze yachzir panav v'yikra krishma. Ze yachzir panav v'yikra krishma. So you have this daf chav dalet in Brachos. This basically says the same idea. That you just, all you have to do is simply yachzir panav. Seems very simple. You just turn your head. Even if it's an erva next to you, all you have to do is turn your head. Fine. Is that how we paskin? So if you look at the Mordechai says, not so fast. And he brings a one-line Yerushalmi, which all of a sudden changes the whole game. You thought it was very easy. You're half dead at night, you know, because you're half asleep. You're already, your eyes are, one eye is closed. You're saying Kriya Shema. And you have someone in your room who's not sneezes, roommate, wife, whatever, child, who's in the room. All you have to do is just simply tilt your head a teeny bit, and you are, and you're fine. Says the Mordechai, listen to this. Mordechai says, Garsinam b'Yerushalmi Rav Ila v'chavre havayosvi kame pundika b'ramosa. They were standing outside this pundik. So apparently this pundik, there was unsneezes things going on, and it was at night. So can you see at night? They didn't have street lamps. No? So it's just like they turned their head. Amri ma'u me'mer mili daraisa. Can we learn here? It's at night. We can't see the erba that's in front of us. Amar lon, he says, no. Mikevan di'avi yamama. Havinun chamin ma kaminun bram kedain aser. So since if it was day, would we be able to see? You bet. So therefore, it's usur even though it's night. Mashma, he says from here to the Mordechai, b'makom sheroi liro sa'erva ein mo'il ha'alama sa'ayin. This is Ayin Vav in Mordechai in Brachos. He says that you see from here that anytime that it's roi liro sa'erva, closing your eyes does not help. In other words, simply closing your eyes, or possibly even hachzaras panav, simply turning your head, since it's very easy to see the erva by just turning your head back, perhaps it would be forbidden. So all of a sudden you're lying in bed
the
and there's...
In the other case,
yeah.
If it was daytime, those people wouldn't be there.
If it was interesting, I hear that. If there's daytime, those people wouldn't be there. Good point. I'm not sure what this pundik was. Maybe this pundik was people that were there always. It's like an inn, right? So it's like a place where people were, I guess, constantly. And I guess you could see through the windows. So maybe let's assume they would there, be there during the day. Otherwise, you're right. It's a good heart. It sounds like these people would be there, or it's a place where if they were there during the day, you would be able to see them. Therefore, says the Mordechai, a whopper chumrah, it is not enough simply to close your eyes, possibly to just turn your head. You need to do something more. But the Mordechai doesn't tell you what more you have to do. He just seems to say closing your eyes is not enough. Probably just tilting your head is not going to be enough as well.
You have a problem with people saying Tehillim on the bus or on the train.
Oh, Tehillim on the bus, yeah. Well, there are definitely people on sneeze on the bus. A lot of whack jobs, right, on the bus. A lot of crazy people are doing a lot of crazy things on the bus. So you have the same problem, right? You're walking in the street, you say Tehillim, say Kriya Shema. Are you allowed to do that or not?
Well, how do we pass? Is it just Kriya Shema or is it everything?
So let's assume Kriya Shema and Tehillim, same thing. Let's assume for now. Yeah? Says the Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? So in the Ayin Hei Vav, Shulchan Aruch says, Haise Erva Kenegdo. If you have an Erva in front of you, Vehichzir Panav. You turn your face Mimena, Osha Atzaminav. You just close your eyes. Oshu Balaila, or it's just at night. Oshu Suma, or you're blind. Mutter Likros. You're allowed to read Kriyashma, Dibiriya Toya Rechmana, Vahalo Chazilei. Massive kula. Shulchan Aruch, if you just open up Shulchan Aruch, it says all you have to do, close your eyes, turn your head, you're finished. Does he mention this Mordechai at all? Not at all. Shulchan Aruch, you have a tremendous kula. If a person's spouse is on tznias at night, or you're on tznias and your spouse wants to say Kriya Shema, etc., you're getting changed, whatever, or you have a roommate who's not tznias, or your child is running around, an older child on tznias, so you are allowed to say Kriya Shema simply by closing your eyes, and that is finished. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, one second. Shulchan Aruch is very nice, but that's completely not how we paskin, says the Mishnah Berurah. You never have, you have listened to this line. How often do you see the Mishnah Berurah in Os Chaf Tes over here saying, V'ha'achronim eskimo. All the achronim agree. You don't find that so often, that in Yiddishkeit, that all the achronim agree. They all agree that this, D'b'chol eila eitzis levad me'achzar is panav lomahani. It's not sufficient simply to close your eyes. And, you know, it's not sufficient just that it's dark. That's not enough. You have to at least turn your head. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on saying, you know what? It's not really even enough for you to turn your head. You have to turn your whole body. Which basically means you got to get out of bed and stand up and face completely the other way. It's not enough simply just to turn your head a little bit and look away. You have to do a complete change so that it's not even a chance that you can see this erva.
Does that include lying down in the opposite direction?
Seemingly it would be. It says, Hakzer Panav Vigufo. I don't know what that means. You have to not only turn your head, but your whole body. So I know that's not what you were demonstrating before. It's not a simple turn your head. It's like a stand up and turn completely around so that you're totally not facing the erva. I guess the reason is because this way you're completely like not near it. There's no chance you're going to see the erva. Fine. All of a sudden, Chumrah 101. If I end it now, I have 3 more minutes left. If I end it now, you'd come up with pretty scary. Because now all of a sudden, you want to say Kriya Shema on your bed at night, you better make sure that no one in the room within your vicinity, you know, within that whole area, which you can see through the glimpse of your eye, or even that you could tilt your head and see, is unsneeous. So therefore, it would be you have to turn your head and body, you'd have to get up and face the other way. Okay, that's fine. You're always looking at me, how often is someone in your room completely unsneeze? No one walks around naked nowadays. Baruch Hashem, we're all tznias. We've got, you know, bathrooms. We've got places to dress properly. We have all more of a tznias society than they had, where they're all out in the fields, bathing in the fields. It's a little bit different. So this whole thing is completely, you know, completely not relevant. Okay, so what about we knock it down one level? Let's say a person is not as tznias as they are during the day at night. That's plausible. The title this year is Praying in Pajamas. People sometimes, at night in their bed, hopefully don't sleep with the suit and tie. You know, when you go to bed, you sleep a little bit less, right? One night down. But if it's a woman, maybe it's not past the elbows, so it goes up a little bit at night, or they're not covering their hair at night. You know, people aren't don't sleep necessarily the same way they walk in the street. So that's not naked. That's not a full-blown erva, but is it still a little bit of arayas? For sure. The Shulchan Aruch says, Seir b'isha erva, hair is erva, above the elbows is going to be erva. You know, certain shorts, if a person sleeps in shorts for a woman. So therefore, if that's the case, then you're not really allowed to say Kriyishma. The same thing should apply. So all of a sudden, every night, everyone who's in pajamas, you know, that counts as an erva as well. Or does it? Or is there a heter for that situation? So that's a big machlokas. So what about in this situation where someone is unsneas, but they're not completely unsneas? I'll leave it at that. You know, I don't want to say use your imagination. That's not a good thing to say. That's unsneas. But the idea is that, you know, keep an idea that it's one step down. Let's assume hair is uncovered. Or for a woman, elbows are you know, a short sleeve or a tank top or something like that. Are you allowed to say Kriya Shema by just simply closing your eyes? Or do you also have to do the same thing? Get up and turn completely the other way. Hichzer pana v'gufo. So for that, the Marsham says, yeah, of course you do. There's no difference. The Marsham is in Dalid Kuf Chavav. He says, no. Well, of course, why should there be any difference if the woman is completely unsneezed or a little bit unsneezed? If it's unsneezed, it's unsneezed. We Paskin, like, you know, the Poskim all say, Skimu Achronim. You have to get up, turn your head and your body. So why should it make a difference how unsneezed the woman is? You always have to get up and turn your head. However, the Panim Meiros in Aleph Ayin Dalid and the Nishmas Adam in Dalid Aleph say, whoa, not so fast. And there's a difference. We have different levels of erva. There's a complete naked person, which is a complete erva d'oraisa. And then there's someone who's just sar, or just their hair, or their elbow is uncovered. That's improper, but it's not the same level. It's only a d'rabbanan. And for that d'rabbanan, they say, that's sufficient simply closing your eyes, or simply turning your head. So for this lower level erva, it would be sufficient just to rely on the simple psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Close your eyes, that's fine. All of a sudden, it's very easy. Your eyes are already closed and you're saying Kriya Shema. Whoever says Kriya Shema with their eyes open, never heard of anyone who says Kriya Shema Lamita with their eyes open. You're already out cold by that point. So if you're saying with your eyes closed anyway, you're not looking around the room. So if someone's hair is uncovered or you're above the elbows, it's very fine. As long as they're not a full-blown erva at that point, you would be allowed to say Kriya Shema with your eyes closed. And in fact, just to end, the Mishnah Berurah himself in Ayin Hei Aleph seems to indicate that as well in the Ber Halacha, where he ends off, that he says, for this type of an erva, he's talking about hair of a woman or something like that. He says, Mikol makom b'efsher b'inin acher hamekel v'somech al divrei abach uprim agadim lahatir ba'atzimas einayim ein mochen b'yado. If someone wants to rely upon this, of closing their eyes, if someone is not completely unsneas, then that would be sufficient. Now, just to end with one other application where it comes up, this is the Kiddush problem. You want to be a nice kedukir v'chokim, so you invite people to your house on Shabbos, right? You invite all these unaffiliated people, and they walk in with completely unsneers. You don't know what to do. You can't believe that they came to a Shabbos table looking that way. So what are you going to do? How are you going to make kiddush? Kiddush is also a bracha, a davar shebekdusha. So there's a couple of answers. So the best we saw, if she's completely unsneers, you have to do hichzer pana v'gufa, right? You can't, very hard to like completely turn away from them. But here we're seeing, at least if they're not, you know, if let's say they're not completely naked, obviously, they're a little bit lower level of sneeze, their hair's uncovered, or elbows are shown, or whatever, you know, tank tops or something, then simply what you could do is close your eyes, or just turn your head, and you could rely on this Mishnah Berurah, you could rely on this Panim Meiros, Lahalacha, to rely just simply closing your eyes would be sufficient. Shkoyach.